hardest man calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Some are coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright.
TR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a radio station that broadcasts lots of fantastic independent culture, both news and music. And of course, we just had news there. Thanks so much, team, for always showing up and letting us know what's really going on in the world. That's right, independent news and music. And that's what this show is about, music from Australia and Canada. So I feature a lot of music that I'm familiar with having grown up in Australia. And I have a real, I guess, a real fixation on old stuff. I mean, stuff I didn't grow up with. I just love digging into the past and discovering all the bands that influenced, all the bands that I liked that I actually saw. You know, you always... It's always great to read a, you know, interview with someone that you admire, that you've seen play, that, you know, exists in the present, and they talk about what, you know, what inspired them in Australia way back. I'm talking, I've gone as far back, I guess, as the mid-60s, but this week we're going to be playing a band called The Stems, who are from the 80s. They were based in Perth, Western Australia, one of the larger... cities in that part of the world. Of course, it is actually the most isolated city in the entire world, apparently, like the Western developed world. If you look on the map, have a look where Perth, Western Australia is, and then you'll see what I mean. It is a very, very far away place from just about anything. The Eastern Seaboard has all the population in Australia, with Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and whatnot, and Perth is a little speck on the map way down in that southwest corner, but it's a big international city. And a lot of fantastic music is coming out of that city, including this band, The Stems. So The Stems are formed in late 1983, featuring Dom Mariani and Richard Lane as the two key members. And they're a wonderful garage rock band. Like, really, this is wonderful, fuzzy garage rock, and we're going to be playing six tracks from them today of a compilation I have called The Stems Mushroom Soup. All of the earlier songs that they put out, I believe, on Citadel Records. So, yeah, they were just a wonderful, like, 60s-styled garage rock, and I guess a bit of 70s power pop, that really good, interesting mix. And they didn't last terribly long initially, 83 through to 87, but what they left was a residue of wonderful singles. So let's get right into the music now, and I'll tell you a bit more about the band. I'm going to play you three tracks first up from 1984, from their very first recording session. You're going to hear the tracks Make You Mine, Tears Me In Two, and She's a Monster. This is it. This is the Stems from Perth, Western Australia.
Yeah. tell you, baby, I wanna tell you now. But I fell in love from the moment I met you, and I can't get you out of my head. And I want you to know that it's you that I yearn for, and I can't get you out of my head. Yes, to have your affection is my one obsession, to have and to hold you near. I wanna
she had to hide. She was a monster, a little monster. She was a monster, and the monster, she's mine. When I woke up screaming, I felt relieved that I was only dreaming. Then I looked outside and from behind the clouds, it was a full moon and she began to howl. She was a monster, a little monster. She was a monster, and the monster, she's mine. Changed right before my eyes. She said, relax, honey, now don't be afraid, 'cause you are the best boyfriend that I've ever had. There is nothing gonna happen to you. Oh, can't you see I fall in love with you? She was a monster, a little monster. She was a monster.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, welcome back to Stranded. This is Australian and Canadian music. And first up, we're featuring The Stems, going right back to the mid-80s from Perth, Western Australia. So you heard three classic tracks there. You heard Made You Mine, Tears Me In Two, and also She's a Monster. So those were the three tracks from the very first recording session from The Stems, and straight away they just came out right from the blocks with strong songs. I'll just read out, this was in the liner notes for this compilation. The gentleman who wrote these said, "When I first heard The Stems' debut single, Make You Mine, on the fabulous Citadel label in May 1984, it really did come on like a hit single. All lurching fuzz-tone guitars and lyrics about obsession and possession. It was a solid gold garage trash nugget. And as if that wasn't enough, 4 months later, the follow-up single, The Riff-tastic Tears Me in Two, did the trick as well. Both singles immediately leapt to the top of the independent charts, selling very well and making the Stems bona fide alternative rock heroes. And, yeah, they had some luck pretty much straight away because their first gig was supporting the Saints and the Triffids at the old Civic Theatre in Perth. So there you go, like immediately playing with the greats of the time. And the sound was just right for the moment too. That kind of retro garage rock sound was kind of sweeping through the other part of the country in Sydney, the inner city scene there. So they were met with a very enthusiastic response when they toured. Of course, this was the time of, you know, like early Hoodoo Gurus and things like that. So what a wonderful time for Australian alternative music, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm playing these tracks from The Stems, Mushroom Soup. It's a compilation. And this is like, I have at home, I have like CDs piled up kind of, you know, to play on this show. And slowly I chip through this pile. And this one I've had around for so long and I don't know who, it's not mine. I remember somebody lent this to me. And I feel terrible. I never don't return things to people, but this, I cannot remember. The only thing I possibly, this could belong to Dan Electro from Edmonton, Alberta. Now, where I first started this show at the CJSR radio station, Dan Electro hosted a very long-running show there on Garage Rock. He was a real powerhouse of a man. I got to know him, and he this was exactly the style of music he played, so I suspect he probably lent me this. So Dan Electro, if you're listening out there in wherever you are in Edmonton, maybe I have your CD. It's gone to a worthy cause because I really love it, and the listeners here in Vancouver and anywhere in the world are getting to listen to it. So this is The Stems. So let's get back into three more of these songs off this compilation, The Mushroom Soup. This is from Perth, Western Australia, going right back to the mid-80s.
Another lost and lost.
CITR and the Georgia Strait present Southern California Beach Goths, The Growlers, on tour with The Cosmonauts to support their August album release at the Rickshaw Theater on September 7th. With local support from Hallow Moon, Johnny DeCourcy, and the Winnie Cooper DJs. Tickets are available through local shops or online at northerntickets.com.
And here we are on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And you can find lots of podcasts. If you go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, you'll come up with the show blog with over 100 podcasts. And you can you can follow the show on Twitter. You can find us at Oz Stranded. And I should say just a bit of a public announcement here. A lot of the podcast links from the last month or two are going to be dead links. Now, it's just because there was a bit of an issue here at the station, and it's going to be some time before we can recover the links. It's a little frustrating, but apparently it will happen in time. So I think I heard from like late July through to mid-August. So yeah, there you go. Last week's is fine, this week's will be okay, but yeah, anyway. So yeah, don't forget, yeah, the blog, go to Google and type in Oz Stranded. So we are playing The Stems here. This is from a band from Perth, Western Australia, like a retro throwback 60s fuzzed out garage rock band who are just, oh, glorious. What a sound. I'll play for you three more songs there from this compilation that I have. Let's see, what did I play there? Under Your Mushroom. I also played a song called On and On, and also Love Will Grow. So I just want to read you a little bit out from the notes here, for a bit more context. So the main kind of songwriting force in the band was a gentleman named Dom Mariani, and this is what he had to say. I'd been keen to form a band where I could get my own songs played. We just wanted to play a few shows around town and possibly release one single. That was the original aim. Musically, the whole 60s garage punk sound had a big influence on us, writing songs around that style without copying anyone in particular. I'd grown up with bands like the Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Beatles, and songwriters like Boyce and Hart. But at the same time, the stem started, we were discovering all these 60s garage reissues. And so definitely that sound, that Nuggets type sound, come through strongly in the band. So they didn't last terribly long in their original form. They broke up in 87. Then they reformed in 2003, and apparently there was an album that they actually recorded, a long overdue second album, in 2007. And they toured with the Hoodoo Gurus and Radio Birdman. Like, that would have been a pretty damn good lineup to see. So yeah, with 10 original tracks they recorded in 2007. I haven't heard that, but maybe I'll track it down to play another week. But then, yeah, the last I've read here online is that they broke up officially in 2009. So no more Stems. But I hope you enjoyed that little retrospective on them. So these tracks were from The Stems, Mushroom Soup is the compilation. And, yeah, so as I said, they're from Perth. And Perth is an interesting city. So as I said before, it is the most isolated major city in the world. And currently it is going through a boom because there is a lot of mineral wealth in the West, in Western Australia. And so traditionally it's been a fairly wealthy state. You know, there's a lot of parallels with Alberta, because I'm just reading actually on a BBC news article that, you know, on the face of it, Perth is Australia's fastest growing major city. With the lowest unemployment, and average household income has risen 35% in 5 years. And there's a lot of wealth on show. Luxury retailers are there. You know, you've got all the cars, all the stuff that people have. But, you know, paradoxically, there's a lot of working poor. And this is what happens often in boom times. When you have some guys earning $150,000 to $200,000 a year driving a truck, you have other people who get squeezed out because of the rate of development. It pushes up the cost of living dramatically, and that's exactly what happened in Alberta just a few years ago. When I was living there, I experienced that myself, and the housing crunch, the shortage. Across Greater Perth, this article says, average weekly rents have risen up by almost 80% in the last 5 years. That is extraordinary. And the average mortgage payment has more than doubled. So you can see how, you know, a lifestyle city like Perth, which looks wonderful on the surface and has all this mineral wealth, still not everyone who can necessarily benefit from that. So there's growing pains happening at the moment. It's now, this article says it's like, what does it say here? It's something like it's the most expensive city, like one of the most expensive cities in the world currently, alongside London and New York. So, yeah. Anyway, I thought that would be interesting for a bit of context. It's a pretty interesting place I've visited. I recommend going south, get out of the city, head down to Margaret River and the beautiful wilderness forest in the southern Western Australia, and the music. I mean, the Stems, look into the past, dig into Perth, the music's come from there, the Triffids, the Stems, you know, the Hoodoo Gurus originally started there. That's where Dave Faulkner and the Victims, his original punk band, were from Perth. Oh, wow. I mean, so many wonderful bands. Tame Impala, of course, is the most recent. Who's that? What was that? Luke Steele, the Sleepy Jackson. Anyway, so that's Perth, Western Australia. So I'm talking about that city because we just played the Stems, who were a band who were from the 80s. Big show today. I'll be back after this. We've got some new Australian music. And coming up is an interview with Cheyenne. She is a wonderful voice, a contemporary voice in Canadian Aboriginal music. And I had a chat with her. She called through from Thunder Bay, Ontario. So that's coming up later in the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
CITR and Beatroot present Skills for Performing Artists Through Community Engagement, or Space Camp, a free weekend of workshops and panels led by local experts in a variety of indie music-related fields. Featuring keynote speaker Ian McKay and a Saturday night rock show with Calvin Johnson, The Evaporators, New Sensei, and The Bank Dogs.
Space Camp runs September 8th and 9th at Chapel Arts, 304 Dunleavy Avenue, and is open to all ages. Admission is by donation, but please register in advance at safeampspacecamp.tumblr.com.
Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. And yeah, as I said, coming up is an interview with Cheyenne, a wonderful First Nations artist from Ontario, Thunder Bay to be precise. But first, let's get into some new Australian music. And here's a band that just popped up on my radar through kind of a friend's Facebook post. Occasionally these things happen, and I'm like, yeah, cool. Australian band I hadn't heard of. They're called The Laurels, L-A-U-R-E-L-S. And I kind of liked this track. It's called Traversing the Universe from the album Planes. So let's see who they are. They've toured, played with, I mentioned Tame Impala before. They've played with Tame Impala. Other bands like the Black Angels, Wooden Ships, Swerve Driver. And they apparently developed a pretty solid live reputation. In 2011, they were nominated as Best Live Music Act in the SMAC Awards, which is the Sydney Music Arts and Culture Awards. Wow, that's pretty big. Best New Talent at the AGEEG Awards, and made it to number 4 in the Best Live Band category of the Mess and Noise Readers Poll. That's saying something, because Mess and Noise is like the go-to site for Australian kind of indie rock music. It's kind of like the Pitchfork of Australia. So yeah, let's play this band, the Laurels. I was impressed with this track from Australia. So it sounds like Sydney. Yeah, Sydney, New South Wales.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9. And you heard there two new songs from Australia. First up was The Laurels with a song called Traversing the Universe from the album Planes. So Laurels is spelled L-A-U-R-E-L-S. And you can find that at http://riceisnice.bandcamp.com. Pretty impressive band there from, I believe, Sydney, New South Wales. After that was we went up to Brisbane and we had a track by the Cub Scouts. Their new single, it's been out for a few months now, but it's called Do You Hear? So that's a band from Brisbane in Queensland. So we've gone all around the country today. We started with Perth, Sydney, now Brisbane. And now we're actually going to come right to Vancouver, but before we get into Canadian music, this is actually an Australian roots duo that are in the Vancouver area right now. One of these acts that have kind of upped camp, moved over here. They're an interesting name, I hope I get this right, Zeebs versus Miss Vatula. That's the name of the act. Z-E-E-B-Z. Zeebs versus Miss Vatula. V-I-T-U-L-A. And so they've been playing gigs around locally. We've got all sorts of things like the Beecher Street Cafe in Surrey, Cup of Joy Coffee House on West 4th Ave, Backstage Lounge. They played on August 8th. And they've got gigs coming up next month in September at Richmond Night Markets and a few other places, even Victoria. So if you like what you hear, I'll let you know how to find them. So I'll play you this track. This is from Zeebs versus Miss Fatula. If you're in Vancouver, you can catch this roots duo, Australian of Australian origin. You can catch them around at the moment. This is a track that is called Soothes My Soul.
Just as fast. couldn't tell you why, but it soothes my soul.
Host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio, broadcast from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And Australian and Canadian music today, we just heard two tracks. One was from an Australian, a group of Australian origin. They're a roots duo who are currently based here in Vancouver. So I thought that'd be a perfect act to play. They're called Zeebs versus Miss Fatula. That's Z-E-E-B-Z versus Miss Fatula. So a guy and a girl, a duo, roots duo. And if you like what you hear and you want to check them out, they're playing lots of gigs around. Like next month, they're playing at the Squamish Farmers Markets, the Richmond Night Markets. Also in Victoria. So you can find information at http://zeebsmusic.com, zeebzmusic.com. And the second track there was from the wonderful voice of Cheyenne. So she is a First Nations artist based in Thunder Bay, Ontario. And I had a chat with her yesterday. I called through to her all the way through to Thunder Bay. And I gave you a taste of her music straight up there. This is Cheyenne. You heard the first track from her latest release. The album is called Interwoven Roots. And the beautiful track called Birch, Cedar, Spruce. So let's listen to what Cheyenne has to say when she called through down the line from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Okay, so I'm joined here live on the phone with Cheyenne. She is calling all the way from Thunder Bay in Ontario. Thanks so much for calling, Cheyenne. Hi.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. The first thing I must ask, being someone not from Canada, and I have very little, well, absolutely no knowledge of Thunder Bay, is that your hometown, or is that where you're just based now, and what's it like there?
It's I'm originally from Matachewan First Nations, which is on the other side of the province, which is about a 10-hour drive from here. And Thunder Bay is in the boreal forest on the Great Canadian Shield, so there's lots of bush and there's lots of rock and lots of lakes and rivers. It's beautiful.
And in terms of, like, musically, like, I have heard, for what little I know of Thunder Bay, I have heard that it's a pretty supportive musical world there, musical scene. How would you describe it?
Oh, it is. I think it's like a hidden treasure of music here. Like, there's very few people here in the industry as far as managers or agents or anything, but the talent here is, I don't know. It's just beautiful, and eclectic. There's folk artists, there's rock artists, heavy metal, a lot of First Nations groups, a lot of punk groups, tons of hip-hop groups. It's bubbling.
Hmm.
It's insane how much talent is actually here and totally untapped.
That is what I've heard, and I think offline I'll have to get you to email me a list of artists to feature, because I don't think I've ever broadcast any music from Thunder Bay specifically, so we're going to change that here on the station.
Well, I know a lot of musicians here that are quite phenomenal that would love to have any type of representation on radio.
Absolutely, yeah. And for yourself, touring, you find it's a good kind of hub from which to head out and tour from?
Oh, yeah. We're very close to the United States border, so it's literally, like, 20 minutes away.
Hmm.
And we're kind of central, so it's pretty easy to go east or west.
Oh, wow. And it sounds like you're doing you do a fair bit of touring. And when you're not touring, I've been reading here that you have experience in directing a community choir. What's that been like? Like, it must be really a real sense of... You must get a lot of satisfaction from being able to encourage other people into the pursuit of performing arts, because you've had many, many years of experience from a very young age. What's that experience been like for you?
The choir is awesome to deal with, because it's with four-part harmonies. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little less. And it's a variety of ages and people who just love to sing. And generally speaking, there's always, like, a few people that really want to take it to the next level as a solo artist, and so I work with them privately, one-on-one, and it's very enriching for me to be able to take, especially the youth, the younger ones, and really teach them the art and music, and bring them on stage with me so they understand what it's like to be on a stage, and the protocols, and what's right, what's wrong, and to watch them grow and to watch the community grow and to watch the choir perform or to watch the students perform is almost as fun as it is to be on the stage yourself.
Mm, absolutely. And is it a part of an Aboriginal community in particular, or is it a mixed group of people there in the community?
It's definitely mixed.
Yeah. Yeah. And really great solidarity exercise for sure. And can you think of any, like, a few individuals that are standing out already, as you know that they're really going to be stepping up soon into individual performance? That...
Oh, yes. I have a couple of young girls. One, she just turned 13. Another one just turned 15. One's First Nations and one's actually Korean descent. Jory Zechner, she's one of my students. And I got her a gig with the Thunder Bay Symphony to sing as a soloist already.
Whoa.
And she comes as my backup singer on various shows, and she's already songwriting. She's picked up both the guitar and the piano now, and she's beautiful, and she's a tiny little girl that's the biggest voice ever. And then this other little girl, Cassidy Belial, she's not writing yet. She just started learning the guitar, but she's got, like, this really powerful, almost like a rock voice.
Hmm.
And where Jory sounds like a little Whitney Houston.
Huh. Wow, that's so amazing. And you definitely were then the right person to... I noticed that you did the keynote speech at the 2009 Aboriginal Youth Achievement Awards. Can you maybe let us know a little bit about what you said on that day? What are the kind of encouraging words you gave to young performers?
A lot of the young, especially the Aboriginal communities up here, many of them are fly-in, and there's a lot of... suicide issues, there's a lot of substance abuse issues, and a lot of youth that don't finish even high school. So it's but that's because they actually have to leave their community to finish school, and they can get quite down on themselves. So one of the things that I addressed is, you know, like, and a lot of their families went to residential school, and so it's still a healing process. And I tell them, you know, like, you can have your home taken away, you can have your family taken away, you can have everything taken away, but nobody can take away your dreams. Like, those are yours, and it's what you decide to do with them that's going to make or break it. And nobody can say you can't be the next Shania Twain or the next Brad Pitt. Like, that's it may or may not work out for you, but you're totally allowed to try. It's amazing to see when you put it that way, just like, you know, when everything else is stripped, you still have your heart and you still have your dreams. And they think about it, they're like, yeah, that's right, you know, I do. That has not been taken away.
Yeah. Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show on CRTR Radio. And the wonderful Cheyenne, you just heard a track there called Why Bikini. That is from the album Interwoven Roots. So this is Cheyenne Hovorka. So S-H-Y-A-N-N-E, Cheyenne, and last name H-O-V-O-R-K-A. She is an Aboriginal musician from Thunder Bay, Ontario. And I just played part one of my interview with Cheyenne, where she called through down the line from Thunder Bay. And she spoke about the wonderful work she does, not only her own solo performing, but in supporting others through leading a choir and speaking engagements, encouraging youth to develop their talent. And up next, we talk about the current state of Aboriginal music in Canada. This is Cheyenne. From my vantage point here in Vancouver, I haven't been able to travel too much out, but I've seen in the local community of Aboriginal performers that there's a solidarity and there's a strength in numbers, and there seems to be, I don't know if a renaissance is the right word, but there's something that seems to be happening that maybe wasn't happening even a few years ago in the terms of the arts really contributing to Aboriginal people gaining that sense of self. But do you see that has sort of gained momentum in the last few years, like from what you can see?
Oh, most definitely. It's the Aboriginal people and myself included. It's almost like we're regaining a sense of pride and a sense of belonging and a sense of contribution as well. And we're realizing that our arts are like a really wonderful contribution to the Canadian arts scene. Not just music, but also visual and dramatic. And as far as musical goes, adding a lot of the Aboriginal components into the more traditional, like more contemporary music, really makes a very interesting mix, and people are starting to really like it, and we're honoring it. And of course, like the non-Aboriginal population is starting to listen to it and honor it as well. And it's quite the movement. I think it's really developing a sense of pride in the First Nations people.
That's right, and definitely that mix of styles is going to be really opening it up to a big audience. And there's a band here that I interviewed recently that does some blues music, and there's a young Aboriginal guy, 16 or 17, and an incredible blues guitarist. And he could have been in Chicago, 40 years ago, jamming with those guys. It's like these mix of worlds is just becoming really interesting.
Oh, it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful to see the collaboration and the mixing and the education on both sides of the fence, I think the fence is coming down, to be honest with you, and people are just enjoying the arts for what they are and contributing from various and learning about each other, and I think it's great.
Absolutely. I noticed, I think you said to me just on email or on the phone that you're playing in Winnipeg shortly. Are you playing at the Aboriginal Music Week 2012? I've seen a posting here for there's 5 nights and 12 concerts, 34 bands.
Well, they haven't actually announced yet who's playing the actual music awards. I kind of heard through the grapevine that they're considering me. I did play it a few years ago, and I am going to it because I'm up for 6 awards there. I will be at it, but it's unknown yet as to who's being selected to play. I'm hoping they ask me.
Yeah. And I wonder if, because you're probably new to the listeners here, if you can just describe your sort of career in recording thus far, like how many albums you've put out, and what is the latest work of yours that we could discover.
Well, I've just released my third album, Interwoven Roots. I have 2 previous ones. My first debut album was Black Thunderbird, and that's after my Anishinaabe name. which is Mux Divinati, which means Black Thunderbird. So traditionally I go by Black Thunderbird. My second CD is called Pseudo, and the third one is Interwoven Roots. And it can be viewed or heard on my website, which is www.cheyenne.com, and that's Cheyenne as Shy-Anne. And I'm all over YouTube as well.
And all over Canada in terms of physically touring, and as far as the West Coast here, have you spent much time here, and in the near future might that be possible? Or?
Well, I did spend, we did a couple tours out west, and we went as far as the name is escaping me. There's a big fancy hotel right on the coast, Bayshore Hotel. So we were entertainment for a gala that was going on there, and we played a lot in the mountains and headed back home. And I am touring with the Thunder Bay Symphony in the fall and in February as well, so the winter. And we are doing a western tour, and we're doing an eastern tour, but we're not going quite as far as BC. Too far for through the mountains with the whole orchestra.
Yeah. Well, hopefully sometime in the future we'll be able to experience you here, and in the meantime we'll play some tracks that you've recorded to let the listeners know what the music of Cheyenne is all about. So, yeah, thanks so much for calling through today, Cheyenne.
And if any of the listeners are liking my music, the award that I'm up for happened to be a People's Choice, so the voting goes until Monday, and if they like it and felt like, you know, they wanted to support my music, it's at the AboriginalPeoplesChoice.com, and you just log in there, and they'll just give you directions on how to vote.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I'll be doing that, and yeah, that's brilliant.
Another day on this crazy road. Sometimes I guess we both don't know where this little love is going. At times it isn't showing anything at all. And love can be like learning how to dance. You take two steps forward and I'll take two back, and then we stumble on each other, maybe even smother this gracefulness. And I don't know why, but I guess sometimes you gotta cry. And I don't know why, but I guess what makes us stronger through the years are the tears and the fear. We love and it becomes the glue that can hold us together. I pray forever to be in your arms. We may not know what's coming round the bend. If we paddle slowly, then for sure we can make it through the rapids that come so quickly at us. Then we smile when it ends and we feel more grounded. Don't know why, but I guess sometimes we gotta cry. And I don't know why, but I guess what makes us stronger through the years are the tears and the fears.
what we love and it becomes the glue.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
You are tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM, or wherever you are in the world, on CITR.ca. And that was Cheyenne, another wonderful track. That's her actual, that's the single off her album called Interwoven Roots. So you can find her website at Cheyenne.com. That's Shy-A-N-N-E.com. You just heard a two-part interview there that I recorded with Cheyenne. She spoke on the phone through from Thunder Bay, Ontario. And she is a wonderful advocate for Aboriginal music in this country. And if you liked what you heard, as she said, you can vote for her for the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards. She's been nominated. Go to aboriginalpeopleschoice.com and you can find out how to vote for her only up until next Monday. So you only have a few more days and you have plenty of time to explore the music of Cheyenne. So that's cheyenne.com, Shy-A-N-N-E. And so that last track was called The Glue, and that is the single off her album, Interwoven Roots. And I'm going to put the film clip for that up on the show blog. Don't forget, Google, type Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and you'll get the full blog for this radio show with set lists each week and podcasts and a film clip. All right, I'll be right back with some more Canadian music here on Stranded.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointy Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So
that's about it for the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Three local tracks there. First up was a very mysterious artist by the name of the Cyrillic Typewriter. My friend Sarah has let me know about this act. You can find the website, Jazz Records, www.jazzrecords.com, and you can sample tracks from the album The French Door by the Cyrillic Typewriter. So I played you a track called Boxing Arenas. Up secondly was Jamison Troy. He is a local artist here. That's Jamison Troy, and he has a record called Presents to You, The Searching for the Quiet. So the album's called Searching for the Quiet, and I play for you Wake Me Up When I'll See You Again, Part 1. Jamison is a local here. He was originally from Regina, Saskatchewan. And he's got a lovely picture on the front of this CD of him standing on the balcony of one of those Vancouver-style houses that are everywhere around the place. And lastly was Mode Moderne. They're a local band who are playing at the Victory Square Block Party this weekend, and CITR Radio will be broadcasting live. We have all sorts of acts on Mode Moderne. We have the Ballantines, Too High Crew, Blue Whistling Horse. So it'll be good at Victory Square down there at Pendering Canby. So this is Stranded. Thanks for listening. What a big show this week. We had the Stems retrospective on that Perth Garage Rock outfit. And we had beautiful sounds of Cheyenne there, Aboriginal artist. And I featured her tunes and interviewed her. And again, you can still vote for her if you like what you heard. AboriginalPeoplesChoice.com for the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards. And if you missed it, go to the blog and type in Ausstranded. You'll get the podcast of this show. Up next is African Rhythms with David. Good night. Have a lovely weekend wherever you are in the world. Bye for now.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda.